I'm Jim Meadows for Illinois Public Media News. Faced with mounting costs and voter rejection of a tax increase, the Champaign County Board is looking for a broker for the possible sale of its nursing home. They wouldn't be the first county in central Illinois to decide that running a nursing home was no longer viable for them, but there are some nearby counties that are running nursing homes with little or no financial trouble.
B-11.
B-1-1.
That's the sound of a bingo game in a common room at the McLean County Nursing Home in Normal. I'm touring the building with Administrator Cindy Wagner.
So what sort of activities get the biggest crowds?
You're looking at it. Bingo.
Okay, about 35 people here.
Mm-hmm. Bingo and music. Any type of music activity usually draws a crowd.
Like the Champaign County Nursing Home, the McLean County Nursing Home is currently losing money due to state delays in processing Medicaid applications and dispensing Medicaid payments. But unlike Champaign County, the home in Normal has reserve funds to fall back on and doesn't owe money to its vendors or the county. Sue Schaefer chairs the McLean County Board's Health Committee, which oversees the nursing home. The Bloomington Republican says having no debt to worry about is important.
Once you have no debt, sometimes it's easier to just kind of maintain. I mean, just like with anything in life, whether it's, you know, your car or your house or whatever. And so we're very, very cautious. Sometimes people think we're slow on doing things, but that's kind of the way we are.
The McLean County Nursing Home gets some money from county government for things like employee pensions, but it doesn't have the sort of designated property tax levy that helps the Champaign County Nursing Home and that also helps the county nursing home in neighboring Piatt County. County Board Chairman Randy Keith says that in addition to the tax levy, the Piatt County Nursing Home in Monticello also benefits from offering a special assisted living wing, where residents who don't need round-the-clock nursing care can live in relative independence. Keith says having assisted living attached to the nursing home means the two facilities can share nursing staff and revenue.
So from the healthcare standpoint, we're very proud of it. And then the dollar part of it, it helps us support our nursing home. We always have a waiting list. My parents live there.
Assisted living has become an element of a growing number of nursing homes, both public and private. For nursing homes without them, like Champaign County's, they may be part of the reason for the facility's empty beds. Rick Snyder worries about the nursing home as the Champaign County administrator. He says experts have told him that new options like assisted living mean that the area may have more nursing home beds than it needs.
I don't think anyone would have foreseen the growth in some of the alternatives, such as assisted living and senior apartments. So many people that might have been prospective residents at a nursing facility are now doing, you know, things at some of those other alternatives.
In recent years, several central Illinois counties, Vermilion, Ford, DeWitt, and Livingston, have all sold or closed their county nursing homes. Piatt County Board Chairman Randy Keith says he feels sorry for his county board colleagues in Champaign County who may have to do the same.
And I know, like I say, several members of the board, and I know this, they have not come to these decisions lightly, you know, and they have reached out for direction from the citizens of Champaign County, and they got what they got. I just feel bad for them. I know it's not what they want to do, but we don't always get to do what we want to do.
I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.